Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
The Joint Counter-Terrorism Team is executing search warrants across Sydney as part of investigations into riots outside a church where someone was stabbed at Wakeley.
As ASIO Director General Mike Burgess and AFP Commissioner Rhys Kershaw addressed the National Press Club today, counter-terrorism raids were being conducted in New South Wales. The New South Wales Police Joint Terrorism Team today executed search warrants across Sydney as part of what it said was an ongoing investigation. It's understood the warrants are in relation to the Wakeley Church stabbing. As we know, a 16-year-old boy has been charged with a terrorism offence over the alleged stabbing of Bishop Mar Mari Emanuel during a service at the Christ the Good Shepherd Church last Monday night. Following that incident, a riot broke out outside the church after hundreds of people gathered, and New South Wales Police said more than 50 officers in attendance were injured. Speaking about the counter-terrorism raids today, New South Wales Police said there is no current threat to public safety and no connection to Anzac Day commemorations happening tomorrow. ASIO boss Mike Burgess was asked about the raids when he took questions at the press club. He said ASIO was involved in the raids being carried out in Sydney today as a member of the Joint Counter-Terrorism Team. He also said his officers are connected and involved and embedded inside the Joint Counter-Terrorism Team and on the back end. Australia's security services are always providing security intelligence that enables the police to deal with these problems when they have immediate threats to life or any other situation that's evolving.